Hi, this is Shirley Leung. I'm the Sunday business editor at the Boston Globe. And here today we have Peter Post, who writes the Etiquette at Work column in the Globe. And he is also the great-grandson of Emily Post. Today, Peter's going to talk to us about being sick at work and being sick and whether you should go to work. Peter, it's kind of the high season for colds, and a lot of people are coughing and sniffling in the office. The big question I have for you is, should they be in the office or should they be at home?
I think both as an employer and then as an employee around other people, I certainly appreciate it. If people are really contagious and have a flu, a cold, they're running a fever, they're really sick, they really ought to stay home. Mm-hmm. That's the most considerate thing that they could do for a person. Mm-hmm. I think if you have a little sniffle, I have a sniffle today, but I'm not staying away from the office for that. Mm-hmm. But if I felt that you really had come down with one of those classic 10-day colds or the mm-hmm. flu, a real barn burner, so to speak, of a thing. Mm-hmm. I to give that to other people is not only bad for the other people, it's bad for the business as well. Mm-hmm. So from a manager's point of view, I want people who really sick to stay home. Mm-hmm. And I think we've got to be grown-ups about it. We've got to decide when we're really sick enough that the contagiousness is a problem.
But a lot of times people have the sniffles and also just a little sniffle can be contagious. Yeah. I mean, is there a compromise you can make with your manager?
I think there is. I think one of the things that you do if somebody comes in, if somebody's really not sick enough to stay out but is going to be at the office is you sort of have a policy around, an unwritten policy, if you will, around the office that says, if you feel like you've got something, try not to, do things that are going to really spread that cold around. Bring some Kleenex with you, bring some tissue, make sure you've got that kind of a thing. Try not to, sneeze openly all over everybody else, cover up when you sneeze so that you limit the spray, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And you go in frequently and wash your hands, take care of yourself, make sure that you're clean, and probably recommend that other people all throughout the cold season do that as a regular basis type of a thing. Good mm-hmm. idea. One other thing that I want to mention here is that I think managers should make an effort at the start of the flu season, at the start of the cold season, to sit down with the employees and give them some parameters as to what are the moments when they should really be staying home, what would be considered a contagious type of situation that they may not want the other people exposed, and they would consider it almost a favor if the person didn't come in at that condition. So I think a lot of it is that the confusion goes on with people. They wonder, what should we be doing, when in fact, if managers would spell it out for people, give them some parameters to work with, I think everybody would be a lot more comfortable, and perhaps fewer of us would get sick as a result of being exposed by other people.
Thanks a lot, Peter Post. He writes the Etiquette at Work column every Sunday in the Boston Globe. If you have a question, he'll answer it. His email address is bizmanners, bizmanners@globe.com.